All right, Kiss 105.3 and 1340, where hip-hop and R&B live. That is going to do it for your request hour. Wrapping up just a couple of minutes early, getting ready for that Kiss Drive at 5 with DJ Steve Nice. And baby, the weekend is just about here. And I tell you what, man, when the weekend does hit, I'm a guy who likes to relax if I can. Of course, this weekend we got a party to go to. The thing is, I want to enjoy myself. I don't want to be stressed. And let me tell you one thing that has got a lot of people stressed. Trust me, my household is dealing with this right now. That's dealing with taxes and all that stuff. Who has time to deal with all that? I leave it to the professionals. I leave it to this man right here. My man Clement Ogunyemi is in the building. He is with 4Q Financial. And I'm just so happy to have this man here because I need him. Clement, what's up, man?
What's up, man? I'm happy to be here too, man.
Well, you know, you're looking sharp. I love that.
I love that. All the time, man. All the time.
Real quick, man, 4Q Financial, I know it's got to be a busy time of year for you, man, but this is what you do. You are all about the numbers life, man. Mm-hmm. You can break these things down. And like I said, to me, I'm like, yo, that's a big headache. I'd rather leave it to somebody like you, because that's what you do, right?
Right, right. So I've been doing finances and accounting, I would say about 10 years. I kind of started in college. I knew I liked making money. So, you know, money makes the world go round, you know, and it's a true story. You know, everybody needs an accountant. Everybody needs money to make their businesses go, you know, from the churches to the nonprofits to the, you know, Fortune 500 companies. Everybody needs money. Because I liked making money, I said, well, let me figure this thing out. Let me figure out how to make money and how to make my money make money. And really understand it. So I kind of took, you know, one accounting class and I was like, let me check this out. Let me see how it was. Because a lot of people don't know this, but I actually started out as a forensic chemistry major.
Okay.
You know, because that's something that's super interesting to me. You know, I was in the lab. I said, I don't know if this is something I can see myself doing 9 to 5 for, you know, the next 20 years.
Right.
So I enrolled in an accounting class just to kind of learn. I started with the investing thing around that same time. You know, I went and talked to a broker, you know, asked her questions for probably 2-3 hours and opened up an account and just really learned how finance and accounting and money works. And I think that's the most critical piece, is learning how it works. A lot of people know that they like making money. They know how to make money, but they don't know how it works. You know, they don't know how that institution of money can work for them as well. And that's where somebody like me comes in. You know, I'm here to teach people, not only just to do their taxes, but to also teach them about finances. 4Q was kind of started based upon that need. I was taught in business school, find a need and fill it.
Yeah.
And this need has been going on for, I don't know, since the beginning of time, you know, since the beginning of money. This need has been going on. You know, we've had people that want to make money, they want to understand it, but they don't know how. So with that, you know, I started 4Q to kind of bridge the gap between people and financial literacy, and to promote financial literacy, to make sure that people are understanding how their finances work and having the knowledge and skills, the tools necessary to make informed financial decisions is, you know, around our center, is our centerpiece for 4Q Financial.
I love that, man. I love that because you just spit so much game right there. I was trying to soak all that up. You said a couple of things that I want to ask you about.
Okay.
Because, and this is how you know, anytime you want to trust somebody with your money, you want someone who really knows what they're doing, someone who's trustworthy, someone who understands things. And I can tell just from your conversation that you are definitely that guy. You said you had to learn how money works, and you also said money makes money. Because at the end of the day, once you realize it, money's actually a tool in itself.
It is. So one of the things that, you know, and I'll elaborate on that a little bit. So a lot of people, they get the words rich and wealthy confused. One of the things I always try to tell people is that rich means you make a lot of money. That's all it is. You know, there are rich people that'll never be wealthy. You know, there are rich people that make $1 million a year and be broke, you know, before you and I, you know, the normal people that's working hard for 20 years. Whereas wealthy is knowing how to make your money make money for you. And when you reach that point, when your money's making enough money for you where you don't have to worry about your bills being paid. So in other words, your assets are paying your bills. So, you know, you might have a rental property, you might have some investments, you know, some brokerage accounts and things of that nature that are paying your bills for you. And you just go to work for fun at that point, you know, and it becomes, you know, hey, I don't have to get up and go to work. You know, if I want to go to work, it's because I'm bored. You know, that's what wealthy people do. You know, you'll see these people that are retired and they say, well, I got bored, so I came and worked at Walmart greeting people at the door. And they love it because they know they don't have to be there. They're just there because they like talking to people. They like greeting people and they hate sitting at home alone. So that's a big key difference between being rich and wealthy and making your money make money for you to the point where you don't have to worry about your bills and all your life's necessities being taken care of.
So real quick, once again, if you're just tuning in, I'm loving this conversation because I could tell, you know, you can always tell when someone just knows their stuff and they're passionate about what they do and they totally, you know, they're in their element. And I salute you, my brother. 4Q Financial is the company. This is my man, Mr. Clement Ogunyemi. He is in studio with me today and he can take care of those taxes for you. But it sounds like he can really be a benefit for you. This is someone you want to connect with regardless of if it's tax season or not. But of course, definitely tax season being here, definitely somebody I would like to recommend to you right now is my man Clement, who is in studio with me once again representing his company 4Q Financial. Very knowledgeable. This man knows how to work those numbers and how to take care of business. So I know it's tax time. I know it's the weekend. You want to enjoy your weekend. Don't stress on the taxes. Hit up my man Clement. How can they get in touch with you, my brother?
Oh, man, it's several ways. You can hit me up on social media. So my Instagram is at Dr. Clement O, and that's DrClementO. On Facebook, you can look up 4Q Financial on Facebook, or you can just call me or shoot me a text. My number is 318-533-2779.
And I know that's going to be maybe the quickest way somebody can get a hold of you. So I'm going to give that number again, 318-533-2779. That number again, because I know you might be driving right now. I want to make sure you have that information so you don't have to worry about these taxes. And if you just got money that needs to be addressed, maybe you want to, like you said, get to that point to where you can start making the money do the work for you, or whatever the case may be. I know there's so many different situations when it comes to money that people deal with. You want to get in touch with Clement Ogunyemi. He is with 4Q Financial, his company. The number is 318-533-2779. And when's a good time to reach you? Are you available all the time, or when's the best time to reach you?
I'm available all the time. If I don't answer, just leave me a voicemail and I'll get back to you within 24 hours. You can also check us out on the web at www.4qfinancial.com. That's 4qfinancial.com. And that's the number 4. We don't have to spell that out.
Yeah, okay. There it is, 4qfinancial.com. For more information. And, you know, man, I feel like we need to have you back in here so we could talk a little bit more. Because I'm personally interested in a lot of the things that you're talking about. Some things I've always wondered about. Never really been just in the position to where I could start really having the money do more work that I'm doing.
Right.
But, I mean, that's part of the process, right? Getting to that point and figuring out how to get there, right?
Right. So I'm glad you said that, because a lot of people think that way. They think, hey, I'm not in a position. And I'm here to kill that myth. You know, everybody's in a position where they can get to that point. You know, it's just a matter of sitting down. You know, Dave Ramsey says it's having a board meeting with your finances. You know, you sit down and you tell your finances what they're going to do for you that year. You know, you say, hey, look, let me look at a budget. And that's usually where it starts, is creating that budget. A lot of people have extra money to spend and don't even know it. A lot of people have all the, you know, they say, okay, well, I'm living paycheck to paycheck, but then I sit down and do a budget with them. And they're like, oh, I didn't realize I had an extra $200 every paycheck I can go spend on stuff I enjoy doing, or I can go save, I can go invest, and, you know, really invest in myself, really invest in my future. And a lot of people don't know that, but it starts with sitting down and coming up with a plan, seeing what you want to do, where you want to be in 5 to 10 years, at what point you want to retire. Because some people have different goals. You know, some people say they want to retire at the regular, you know, 65, 70 years old, the normal age. Some people want to retire early, like myself. I don't plan to work, you know, till I'm well in my 60s and 70s. You know, I want to enjoy my life, as do most people. So it does start with coming up with a concrete plan. A lot of times writing it down is the best way to go. So creating that budget, coming up with a plan, 5 to 10 years, and seeing where you are today and what you want to do for your future.
And, you know, that is something that, in theory, people realize but have such a difficult time getting to that point to where they actually have written it down,
right,
figured it out, drawing up that blueprint. Like, people know it's a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
They have a hard time getting there. So you're the man who can make that easier. You can help them get that blueprint down on paper.
I can. And I'm old school, so I do use paper sometimes for myself.
But I love it, man.
Normally, you know, I'll send, you know, my clients a spreadsheet that my brother and I have actually put together so people can do their budgets, and it feeds into what we call an income statement. So we really believe in running your life like it's a business. So I pattern a lot of my personal financial decisions and my personal business decisions after places like Walmart. So I'm like, if Walmart can be successful, you know, obviously I don't have $500 billion, but if Walmart can be successful, why not follow that model, you know, in my personal life? You know, putting together a budget, putting together an income statement, putting together a balance sheet so I know what my net worth is. And little things like that go a long way.
A long way, man. And I'm excited for you, man. I'm glad that you're here. Too. I'm glad we get to talk about you, your talents, and the business that you are running over there at 4Q Financial. Of course, it is tax time, so it may be one of those times to where you start thinking about those numbers a little bit more
right.
than you normally would during the year, the everyday hustle and bustle, like you said, the paycheck to paycheck deal.
Right.
But let me tell you what, man, we have got an ally, man, who can help us with those numbers, with our money, with our finances. And it's not often that we have somebody who's got our back like that, who is genuine, who knows what they're doing. Ladies and gentlemen, once again, that's why he's in studio today. My man, Clement Ogunyemi here with 4Q Financial. My brother, thank you for joining us, and we are going to have you back, man.
Ah, man, I certainly appreciate it, and I'll be back anytime you want me here.
4Q Financial, once again, let me give you that information. Call 318-533-2779. That's 318-533-2779. Lock that in your phone, because when it comes to the finances, this is the man you want in your corner. Clement, I appreciate you, brother.
I appreciate you, Noel.
Hey, we got that Kiss Drive at 5 coming up next. Oh, yeah, man. We done crunched the numbers. And we got to pay Steve Nice a whole bunch of money, but he's coming up next for that Kiss Drive at 5 right here on Kiss 105.3 and 1340.